Oh, yeah. I like this fact.
Okay.
Shall I start?
Yeah. Fact of the day. Go on. I'm keen, dude.
You ready?
You're edging me.
Full strength, full flavour, Victoria Bitter, the big cold beer.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. What? I told you I liked this one.
It, yeah.
It's a good one.
I'm not surprised.
Oh, buckets.
Kobe.
Don't.
Yeah, don't bring it up.
Don't.
Okay. Tough one to swallow.
Remember when I told you, ever since we beat the Lakers when LeBron became all-time leading scorer, we have not beat them since, I don't think.
Bron's got a grudge against you.
Literally, even on lunch I was watching when Lakers just started running away with it. Like, D'Lo just hit three threes back-to-back.
D'Lo.
Crazy threes as well.
Yeah.
Like, J-Dub in his face. True. And he was just banging threes.
Fuck.
Like, it was fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
And even the commentators said, they were like, because they brought up the West Ladder, and they were like, it's unbelievable that Lakers are 10th seed, and they're playing like this. And they pretty well said, Lakers play dog shit against anyone. And then they're like, but whenever they play the Thunder, they just up the ante.
Yeah.
I was like, this is exactly what I've been fucking saying.
Dude, that's exactly like Miami against Boston.
Yeah, literally.
They just turn into...
They turn it up.
Yeah.
It's fucking annoying.
It's like, so frustrating.
When I woke up this morning and saw we were versing Lakers, I was like, I'm not even going to bother. Just like, usually at work, I'll like, you know, hold my poo for a point, you know, maybe when the game starts, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll go do a poo.
Yeah.
So I didn't even bother. I was like, oh, if I'm on break and it's on, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I was new.
You put it out there, dude.
No, but it just happens. Even when I don't put it out there.
Do you find when you turn the NBA on, like your game's been going for a while, and then you turn it on to watch, in your case, OKC, or my case, Celtics, they either start playing like absolute dog shit.
Or the best they've ever played.
Yeah, or they're just banging crazy shots.
Yeah.
Like, there's no in-between, dude, unless you watch the whole game.
I get superstitious about it.
Really?
Like, if I'm at work and a game's on, and I can watch some of it at Smoko, and then some of it's still on later on. Like, if I watch the start of the game, we're playing really well. I swear, whenever Smoko finishes, and I don't check the score for a bit, I'll come back, and we've been playing shit, and then I'll turn it on to watch, and we'll start playing good again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, I've just got to keep watching and we'll keep playing good. And then it works the opposite way as well.
Yeah.
But like, we'll be playing hell shit. I'll stop watching, go back and check the score, and we've come back by like 20 points. I'll be like, oh, fuck yeah. Turn it on, and then we're down by fucking 15 within like a minute of me watching it.
Dude. Oh.
It's fucking annoying.
Exact same.
But like you said, if you watch from the start all the way, I don't think there's been a single game this season that I've watched the entire thing and we've lost. I'm pretty sure every time
that's right.
Well, maybe not every time, but yeah, majority of the time, like maybe one or two games,
yeah,
I've watched the full way and we've lost, but it's not been a blowout.
Yeah.
But the rest of them, we've always won.
Right.
So maybe I should just watch the full game.
Yeah, dude. Just take the morning off. Take the morning off every time OKC play.
Oh, I could. Maybe. I'm sure my supervisor would understand.
Use all your annual leave on watching NBA League
Pass. I'm
watching
OKC.
Yeah. Dude, if Celtics make finals, I'm taking work off.
If OKC make finals, I'm taking work off.
Yeah.
We're not making finals, but if we do.
I don't know. That
you never know.
They're definitely in with a good chance, bro. They're coached very well.
Yeah. And it's not like we've just all of a sudden been in the top of the West. We've been there all season long.
Yeah.
Like from the get-go.
You've been consistent.
Which gives me confidence.
Yeah.
But still.
And winning close games as well. You win a lot of close games.
Yeah. I'd rather just blow out.
You're always asking for a close game, though.
Hell no, but like, it's also satisfying when there's a blowout win and it's your team. It's like, yeah, fucking.
Just like how the Celtics slapped Golden State by 50.
Because I knew you said how the game was starting at 4:30.
Yeah.
And the first thing when I woke up, I checked the score. I was like, that's fucking cringe. That's so bad.
Up 40 at halftime.
That was like that game where you had against fucking Trailblazers.
Oh, that was ridiculous.
That was bad. It was like 62-point win or something.
Yeah, that shouldn't happen.
Nah. And then we versed them again like 2 days later and we only won by like 5 or something.
Yeah, they would have been pissed though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Oh, man. Gassy.
It's all right, bro.
Sorry, man. Fuck. Sampha.
Tell me.
Dude, I've been...
Tell me everything.
I've been buzzing since that concert, eh? Yeah.
It was on Sunday, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, you know how after a concert, it kind of goes both ways because you're bumping so much of them leading up to the concert. Then you have the concert and it kind of like fizzles out a bit.
Yeah.
It's like exact opposite.
True. Just
ramped up even more after his concert. Keep bumping
them. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Like, well, I mean, I'll get it out early. The album I'm going to recommend you is La High by Sampha.
Yes, wait.
Which he released last year, sorry.
True. That's good because I know his voice and I know his music, but I've never actually done a dive into him.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. He's incredible. Like, well, his concert, it was all like live performed by a band. Mm-hmm. And as I showed you, they're like surrounding him. And he's in the center, had like a full keyboard, like a little mixing DJ thing next to him.
Yeah.
And while he's singing, most of the time he's sitting there playing the keyboard, mixing shit on his like little DJ set.
Yeah.
Like impressive stuff, bro.
Yeah.
And
you don't see that a whole lot anymore.
Not from the artist himself.
No.
Because, well, I'm pretty sure he does a fair bit of producing and whatnot. So he's good with instruments. But yeah, he'd like do his shit. Set it up, come out the front, start boogieing.
Fuck yeah.
Then go back to his mic, start singing again.
That's awesome.
Like, oh, man.
That makes it, like, more entertaining as well.
Yeah.
Like, you're actually watching the process of the song happen.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like he's... Well, by the sounds of it, it's not like he's got it backed up on a USB.
Nah.
Or whatever the fuck they do.
Nah. Like, all of it, all live instrumentation. Even, they had some wacky instruments there, like a... They had a xylophone. They had a like a cowbell, bro. Like,
true.
They had this one part of the concert where there's like four drums, like just around each other.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure what, like snares maybe.
Right.
I'm not too sure. Like four of them, and then all four, including Sampha, all go around it, and he's got the mic in the middle, and they're like. Full, like, you know how they tap on the edge of the drum to make that, like...
Yeah, the more, like, tingy sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were doing that, like, mixing that in, fucking all on point.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Like, in time with each other. And then Sampha just starts singing on there.
That's like, fucking awesome.
While he's fucking drumming, bro.
He doesn't rap, does he? He just sings.
On this album, he does rap, like, a little bit.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
But it's mostly just singing.
Yeah. Was this tour for an album, or was it just a tour?
No, I think it was just tour.
Yeah, right.
But I assume since he released the album last year. Yeah,
kind of would have been for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, it was fucking sick. The crowd was awesome.
Yeah, darty.
Like, bunch of oldies, bro.
Oh, really?
Because it was for Perth Festival.
Oh, that's right. I remember you saying.
So I reckon they've, like, just gone on the website, seen him. They're like, check him out. Fuck, he sounds all right. Head down there.
That's pretty sick.
Camper chairs and everything, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
When I got there, I was like, fuck, I should have brought my camper chair. I would have been chilling.
Pitched up.
Yeah.
Oh, upon me. That was quite disgusting.
Filthy, dude.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should be.
I am.
Sorry. But nah, fuck.
Incredible. Money worth then, because the ticket was pretty cheap, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was $100 in the end.
Yeah, so that's not bad at all.
Not too bad at all.
Yeah.
Good concert.
Did he have a support act?
Yeah, he had, What's her name? Oh, it's slipping my tongue at the moment. It's right there. I can't remember. She's right. A part of another band, though. Yeah, but she was pretty cool.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Just busting some tunes out. That's when everyone was like sitting down on the grass.
Yeah, right.
Chilling out. And then he came on and everyone, well, not everyone, but half the crowd stood up.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck this. Because I was right at the back.
Mm.
I was like, fuck this. I'm going up to the front.
Fuck yeah.
Cruised up there.
Get pretty close?
I wasn't pushing to get too close, but fuck. Because it's like not a mosh kind of dude.
Yeah.
Like everyone was pretty spread out, standing. You didn't
want to just push in.
Well, yeah, but I could just slip through how easy.
Mm.
So I got pretty close.
Fuck. I just realized I haven't talked about fucking my gig either.
No, you haven't.
Because that was the day after we recorded.
Yeah. Dinosaur Jr.
Dinosaur Jr. Same thing.
Mm.
Fucking, well... Because it was the same as what I was saying with Sampha. Like, I've listened to their songs before, mostly from Ivy playing them, just like when she's playing her music. But I never actually took, like, a proper dive into them until I bought my ticket, which was, like, 3 days before the gig or something.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I started bumping them. I was like, oh, fuck. They've actually got some... fucking tunes.
Got some heat.
Yeah, so then I got real keen.
Yeah.
But yeah, because it was at Astor Theatre.
Mm.
Same place that Brian Jonestown was.
Yeah.
Lot better than... Oh, actually, Brian Jonestown was pretty entertaining.
Oh, it had that entertainment
factor. It had that entertainment factor. But because one of our mates, she went with her parents to Brian Jonestown.
Right.
And we like bumped into them and hung out with them there. When we saw them.
Yeah.
And then they were at this as well.
Yeah, true.
We bumped into them. I was talking to the old boy. And he was like, I reckon we got ripped off of Brian Jonestown. Because in Melbourne a few days later, they full punched on.
Yeah.
I was saying that. He's like, yeah, we got fucking ripped off, eh? I was like, kind of.
Kind of, yeah.
I would have liked to see him punch on.
That would have been sick, dude.
I would have gotten scared, not gonna lie.
It would have been intimidating.
It would have been a bit shocking.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh. Brawling on stage.
Yeah, pretty funny though.
Shambles.
Yeah. But it was weird because Dinosaur Jr. was... Well, I kind of told you fucking over text.
Mm.
They barely even stopped to talk to the crowd.
Yeah.
Like, even when they came out, they didn't... From memory, and I wasn't fucking drunk or anything, they didn't even, like, introduce themselves.
Yeah, true.
I don't think. Right. I'm pretty sure they just got straight into it. Maybe said a few words like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Actually, I think when they came out, they said that it was their last leg of the Australia tour.
You got to say that.
But that was it.
Yeah.
They didn't, like the lead singer, didn't ramble on or, you know, try and give some inspirational speech. It was just like, yeah, this is the last leg of Australia. And then just start jamming.
Yeah, fuck yeah. No ego.
No. Just... And, like, they were fucking good. Just three of them.
Right.
So, lead guitarist / singer.
Yep.
Drummer, who literally looked like an overweight PE teacher. Like, you could
see it.
Kept rubbing his forehead with a towel. And, like, because we were right at the front, like, at the fucking fence.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Fucking sick.
Yeah.
But, you could just see his face, like, before each song, he was like, he just hell couldn't be fucked. But then when he was playing, he was getting into it.
Yeah.
Like, he was good.
Putting in the yards.
Yeah, so it was hell weird because the lead guitarist / vocalist, he was just hell calm and mellow. Like, not even a performer, literally just jamming and singing.
Mm.
The drummer, you could tell, was like, fuck this, I'm tired, but was still going for it.
Mm.
And then the bass guitarist reminded me of Flea. Except had fucking long, curly black hair.
Right.
Was just wearing socks and just jumping around, going crazy.
True.
So it was like...
He was the
energy. If you, like, looked around, it was, like, different... Like, a different sort of artist, each one of them.
True.
But then them playing together.
That would
like, which... It was weird, because usually, like, people in bands feed off of each other's energy.
Mm.
But these guys just all had... different sort of their own energy. But yeah. It worked, if sound, that makes sense.
Sound tight?
Oh, yeah, they were tight as fuck. Fucking loud, though.
True.
Like, well, the lead singer and guitarist, he had, like, 8 amps behind him.
Fuck.
The bass guitarist would have had, like, pretty well the same, maybe a few less.
Jeez.
Like, right behind them as well.
Yeah, right.
And then the drummer, I don't know, he would have had a couple. So it was loud as fuck. Like, my left ear was ringing for days after.
Shit.
Yeah.
Well, you don't see that, like, that many amps.
No, dude. And that's, I'm pretty sure, where all the sound was coming from. It wasn't like they hooked it up to, like, a surround sound. It was just that.
Right.
Which is probably why at the front you heard it the most.
Yeah, true.
But, yeah, no, they were fucking good.
Yeah,
but yeah, and then the second time they talked, they did half the album, like the album they were touring for, and then just went, all right, this is the B-side now, did the whole B-side, and then maybe did, like, once that was over, like 4 or 5 songs of just, like, discography.
Yeah, nice.
But yeah, they were fucking good. That's I'm just glad they just, like, got it over and done with, though, in a way, because...
Yeah,
it was kind of just more enjoyable to just watch them just play through it, because it was like listening to the album. If you were just listening to it on vinyl or on Spotify, you just listen to it.
Yeah.
Rather than them talk about some bullshit.
Try and inflate their own egos.
Like, yeah.
That's, well, because that's how you listen to music, is in an album.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I do see how that would be really, really cool.
It was different. Like, I don't think I've ever seen... anyone really do that?
No.
Like, just come out, play, that's it.
Mm.
But, oh, the drummer, that's... the fucking drummer.
Yeah.
Because they went off, said, like, good night, that's it. Like, it was obvious they were coming back on.
Right.
Because, like, you could... well, when you're at the front, you could see them, like, barely walk off stage, just have a drink of water or something.
Yeah.
And then when they come back out, the drummer comes out, and he was all of a sudden hype as fuck. Like, they just come back out and everyone's like, yeah, fuck yeah. And the drummer goes, whoa,
yeah,
whoa. Just been dead all night, then all of a sudden just gets hell hype. I think they played like 1 or 2 songs in the encore. And after each song, he's just like, yeah, yeah. Like, what the fuck's wrong with this dude?
That's awesome.
He was like the most hype.
Yeah.
That was fucking funny.
Maybe he had a quick line or something.
He must have.
Yeah.
I reckon he did something. I had like a few shots or something.
He would have come had back. To.
But yeah, he was full wearing like fucking Sex Offender 4s or something as
fuck
well.
Yeah.
No, it was fuck fucking good though.
Mm.
And yeah, and then you listen to a few of their songs. They're fucking good.
What's the album called that you sent me?
Where You Been?
I listened to that whole album.
Mm.
It was fucking good album, bro. I haven't bumped it since, but...
no, it's good.
Fucking
a lot of the songs solid. Sound kind of similar.
Yeah.
But, no, it's good.
No, it is.
Mm, I rate it.
I do.
Oh, that's true. Do you have someone over or something, cunt?
No. I just moved it over there because I was sitting over there the other day.
Oh, true zoo.
Yeah. Decided to switch it up.
Doing podcasts without me, dog.
Yeah. Yeah. I set up Woody's mic and me and him recorded one.
Imagine. I wouldn't even care. Unless.
Unless.
Unless. But no, that's a big weekend for music in Perth.
Mm.
They had Pink Friday and Saturday. Samp for Sunday.
Yeah.
And that other...
they had Royal Otis. That was Saturday, I think. Do you know them?
No. I know the name.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they're like kind of indie.
Yeah.
I think they might have been at Freo Social.
True.
Maybe. Don't quote me.
Yeah, even during the week, they had Dinosaur Jr.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. They just keep coming.
There was a few more. I think, like, Sampa the Great, the Sacred Souls. Like, there was still even more acts that played as well.
Fucking hell.
It's crazy. Good. It's good.
Well, it keeps coming as well.
Yeah, music's finally coming to Perth.
Yeah, finally. I do a whiz. I'm sorry.
You should be. My toenails are fucking long.
Yeah, you need to cut them.
I do, bro. It's actually pretty rank.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Look at this fucking, look at this shovel.
Ooh. That's a monster.
It is.
I pick my nails, which probably isn't good.
Your toenails?
Both.
Yeah,
fingernails right. And toenails.
I'm always picking my fucking fingernails.
Mm.
But, and chewing them.
Yeah, I chew them as well.
I can't get down far enough to chew my toenails.
I know someone who can.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty rotten.
Yeah.
Like...
Oh, obviously, well, won't name names. Because yeah. I think once they got caught, they got pretty insecure about it.
Really?
Yeah. I'll tell you after who it is. But yeah, pretty funny.
I mean, I would. If I did something like that.
Oh, fuck yeah. Well, I don't think they even got caught. I think it just came into conversation and they said that they did it.
And everyone, they thought it was normal.
Yeah, everyone was like, can't, that's fucking weird. What? And then they ended up getting caught doing it after that.
kept doing it even after they got caught
out of it. I think they fucking done it their whole lives. It's like a fucking addiction.
Yeah, something you
just keep doing. Oh, that was so squeaky.
Yeah, dude. I think we need to lube these up or something, eh?
I need to put some WD-40 on it or something.
Yeah, fucking WD-40, mate.
Are you looking for your lighter?
I am.
I swear, under your pouch?
No.
Yeah. The fuck? The yellow one?
Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Bro's disappeared on me.
Bye-bye, bro.
Bye-bye, bro.
Bye, bro.
Bye, bro. Mm.
That was real close. I bit my tongue.
That's terrible. That's awful. Man. So I told you about my dream the other night.
Yeah.
How, I'll explain it. Like, essentially I got with my ex and then got caught, put in solitary confinement. And then, yeah, just a bunch of shit. Ended up getting back with her. Mm. And this was the night after the Sanford concert, and Sanford's music is like super, well, he has a lot of songs about love and that sort of thing. And fuck, dude, walking into the concert, it was just couple, like there was just no groups of people going, it was literally just couples.
Mm.
I was like, fuck man, I look like a loser. But I was chilling.
Hey, comfortable in your own company though.
Yeah.
That's an attractive attribute.
Thanks, bro.
I think. Well, not I think. I know it is.
Thanks, bro.
No.
Making me.
You know what I mean, though?
Making me blush and shit.
No, but you know what I mean. Like, if someone can be comfortable in their own company.
Yeah.
Means they can be comfortable in any situation.
Yeah, I feel like it's pretty dope.
Yeah, it's a good thing, dude.
Mm.
That's something that I definitely struggle with. Like, I don't know if you can relate, but I like being alone. But then majority of the time I'm like, if I am alone, I'm like, fuck, I need to do something. I'll ask Nathan what he's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I do get you.
It's very like half-half for me.
Yeah. It's, because I know what you mean. Like, I was like that for a long time.
Mm.
Then I just sort of like realized, well, fuck, you got to live with yourself. Like, mm-hmm. At the end of the day, you're the one who came, like, you came into this world on your own. Like, if you're not happy with yourself or, like, being by yourself or whatever, then, like, that's who you spend most of your time with, really, is yourself. Yeah, so, like,
literally,
fuck, you may as well enjoy it.
Mm.
So, that, like, I kind of realized that. So then, you know, going to things on my own didn't feel as hard or, like, I wouldn't get as anxious about it or anything like that. Literally just be like, man, I'm going to this thing, I'm chilling out. Like, yeah. there's no issue. Because all that just arises from overthinking about it.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, you're like, oh, fuck, I'm here by myself. Like, wish I had someone.
What are people going to think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, loser. But, yeah, so I'm walking in, like, all couples and shit. And, like, got a bit in my feels, only because it was just couples.
Mm.
I was like, fuck, oh, I wish I had a chick here with me, like.
Mm.
Chilling out, could sit on the grass, cuddle, go up the front, bust out some Sanford tunes, like,
yeah,
be awesome. So yeah, I think I was just thinking about that a lot. Woke up in the morning, fucking because I had that dream about my ex, I was like, fuck, like, is that saying something? Like, should I get back with my ex or something?
Mm.
Chucked her a shackers on the Instagram, like, just to follow. Yeah. I unfollowed her.
Yeah.
And then this morning, I was listening to our recent podcast, and she'd accepted it, like, my follow. And, like, as I was listening to our podcast, I was probably halfway through, I was smiling and shit, like, hell happy.
Yeah.
Check, like, get the notification, check my phone, like, see, yada, yada, accepted your follow. I was like, in that moment, I kind of realized, like, how far I'd come, kind of. From, because I looked at it, I was like, fuck, man. Like, I'm doing a podcast with my best mate. And, like, just, it kind of brought back all the shit that's changed.
Yeah, like, for sure.
From then. Because I hadn't really realized it before. Like, I was just so stuck in the moment and, like, fucking grinding to, like, I don't know, get better, be a better person.
Which you have been doing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Fuck, I've been grinding.
For a while as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it kind of just, like, all sunk in that moment. I was like, fuck, man. Like, shit isn't that bad.
Fuck no.
Like, I'm just living now. Like, you no need to keep thinking about the past.
No.
Because I obviously kept thinking about it a fair bit.
Yeah.
And then even scrolling through her posts and shit. Like, because you know when you're with a girl, like, in a relationship, you think they're, like, the most beautiful girl in the world, all this shit. Like, and then I only had that memory because afterward I just deleted everything, like, so I wouldn't see it.
Yeah.
So that was, like, the only real memory I had of her was just, like, you know, most beautiful girl in the world, all this shit. And then, like, looking, obviously I fucking had a bit of a stalk.
Have to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just accept it.
Be rude not to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, man, fuck. Like, she ain't all that. Like, not in a bad way. Like,
no, I know what you mean.
She is pretty, but.
Yeah.
Like, damn, dude. Like,
no, I know what you mean.
Cut up over that. Like,
you kind of think to yourself, well, because it's also been a while now as well. But yeah. No, I definitely know what you mean. You kind of.
And fuck, I don't know.
I don't want to say anything fucking rude or mean.
No.
But like, and obviously it's not directed at fucking this particular person.
Yeah.
But I've been through the same thing.
Yeah.
And after a while, and then you look back and you're kind of like, I'm not really missing out.
Yeah.
On a whole lot. And a big part to play in that is actually that you have moved on.
Yeah.
You're not in love anymore.
No.
Like, because obviously love plays a big part in that whole, what you're saying, oh, most beautiful person in the world, great this, great that.
Yeah.
Like, couldn't be better.
Yeah.
But then once those feelings actually have dissipated, obviously when you see it, you're still going to think like, oh, like, you know.
Pretty
girl. Shared, yeah, like, pretty girl. We shared all those memories and moments together.
Yeah.
But that's a sign that those feelings actually are gone and you can move on.
Yeah.
Because you're seeing it now and you're going, oh. It's not all what I thought it was.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Because now you're actually like moving forward.
Getting out of it.
Focusing on yourself, focusing on, you know, whatever the fuck is next that is going to be better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not just relationship, but everything.
Exactly. You know?
Yeah.
Big time. And like reading my book, The Power of Now.
Are you still reading that cunt? Fuck me.
Yeah. I took a break for a while, but I got back onto it like a little while ago. And yeah, like he talks about how sometimes you can focus too much like on the future and how the future is going to be and like, I don't know, just grinding with your mind only on the future, not, you know, in the present moment, like on the now. So like I was doing that for ages. Which, like, it was getting me somewhere. But, like, I just had the whole fucking, oh, yeah, dude, get ripped, I'll show her, like.
yeah.
But now.
In a way, like, though, you can more so change the future than what you can the past.
Oh, yeah.
If that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Steps that you take in the now.
The future hasn't happened yet. So you can put things in place to make what you want to happen.
Exactly.
Whereas the past, you know, it's changing done. Something now isn't going to change what's happened then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's done, bruv.
It's literally, don't dwell in the past, dwell in the arse. That's what I like to say.
Nice.
I say that to boys at work.
Really?
Yeah, when they start bitching about fucking, oh, fucking this cunt did this, and now I've got to fucking fix it. I'm just like, don't dwell on the past, dwell on the arse.
Makes no sense.
It doesn't make sense, but it sounds good.
Don't dwell on the past, dwell on the arse.
Yeah. Anyway,
I'm dwelling on arse a lot.
It's hard not to.
It is.
Yeah.
Arse is nice.
Arse is nice, yeah. But no, I know exactly what you mean, man.
Yeah.
Like
it was just a big... And I'm
fucking proud of you because obviously I've been with you throughout this whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
Helping or not.
No, you have.
But seeing you go through it. And it's... I've said this before even off the podcast when we've fucking been pissed one night, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking extremely satisfactory for not only me, but probably so many other people close to you.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing, like, how much you actually have progressed. Because there was a long time there where you were kind of just...
At steady state.
At the steady, you know. There was no up or down. It was just flatlining.
The same.
But then, you know, it was like a stock market. Probably a really shit comparison, but you know what I mean.
Well, no, it's a good comparison.
You know, it was going up, then it would come down just a touch, and now, you know... Bit of a roll. It was a roller coaster.
Yeah.
And now you're on that fucking up.
Well, it's a... Because that's what life is, really. That's why it's a good comparison, because...
Fuck yeah, that's what life is.
Bro, you're not... It's never a fucking straight line or like a straight line up. You're going up and then there's...
Not with anything either.
A little bit down. Yeah. A little bit down, a little bit more up. You might get real right up. You might stay there for a bit.
There's going to be a downfall at some point.
It's just life, bro.
It's the same with fucking when people... run into problems or roadblocks and they run into them and like obviously this isn't aimed at fucking anyone.
Yeah.
This is just in general. Like it's happened to me before.
Mm.
You know, you get one of those roadblocks and you go, fuck, I need to fix this but I don't know how, so I'm just going to leave it. It's going to figure itself out.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing ever figures itself out. Some things do, but they're the real basic things, you know.
Yeah.
But if you want to get over those problems, you actually have to work out how you're going to fucking get over it.
Exactly.
Because otherwise, they're just going to keep being problems. And then that's going to stay a problem. And then the next problem is going to come. Then you've got two problems.
Exactly.
And then you go, fuck, I've got to figure out the first one, so I'm not going to worry about that one. But that problem's become bigger. So then you got another problem that comes along. Now you've got three problems.
You're just stuck you know what in I mean? Catch up when it gets like, to that
and
point.
It is fucking hard, but life is hard.
Mm.
Like, there's no silver lining in it. You know what I mean?
No one said it would be easy.
Fuck no.
Like,
life is fucking hard.
That's the beauty of it.
Exactly.
It's what makes it worth.
Because when you conquer certain things, it feels fucking good.
It's the best feeling in the world, yeah. Bro.
If life was easy, then... Oh, that was a saying.
I
forgot it. You know I what was I'm speaking, talking about?
Yeah, you were going somewhere.
I was going to something. If life was easy, then... Yeah, don't worry. I was going to say, if life was easy, then everyone would do it.
But everyone does.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
If life was easy, then, you know, everyone would be a fucking millionaire. Everyone would have everything.
That's the fucking saying. I'm pretty sure everyone would be a millionaire.
Yeah.
If it was easy, everyone would
have it. I
don't
think it's a saying. I might have just made that up.
Your own saying, dude.
Yeah, quote it.
Yeah. At Will Milne.
At Will Milne from Jim.
Yeah, from Jim.
What? Just your mates. Jim.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Shit. I need to stop pushing this bitch. I was going to say something. When you're talking about the problems. Because it's like you get those roadblocks and... Like, you realize, like, I kind of get into that point now because I, like, obviously grinding, I'm like, oh, yeah, shit's just going to, you know, be on it up. Like, I'm going to get to a point where everything's chilling. I'm just happy all the time. But it's like, fuck, that's not how it works. Like, You go up, you hit a roadblock, you go around it, figure it out, then it like goes up again, and it's just constantly, like, you're constantly going to find roadblocks in what you do. It's just how you, you know, go about getting around them.
Whether they're big or small.
Yeah.
There's always going to be something.
Mm.
Yeah.
Philosophical here on Just Your Mates.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Had to get deep on him real quick.
Had to go deep.
It's about as deep as I'm going in Will's ass.
Oh, Jesus. That is not how my Tuesday was planned, but I'll accept.
I know you would.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell.
Should we get on to these recommendations?
Yeah. Well, you've already given me mine.
Yeah. Should we talk about last week's?
Yes.
Fucking American Psycho.
When did you watch it?
I watched it last night.
I was going to say, because fucking, I asked you on Saturday night. You're like, no, I haven't watched it.
Yeah.
And then you had Sam for Sunday. I was like, I was going to message you last night, but I was like, nah.
I
know he will.
I almost forgot, bro.
Really?
Because I was editing the episode. I think I edited it on Friday.
Mm.
And then I was like typing out, you know, description and whatnot. And like, I was flicking through the episode to find, you know, parts to talk about.
Yeah.
Now I got to the movie recommendation bit and I was like, oh, fuck.
I need to watch that shit.
Yeah. So yeah, watched it. It's fucking, that dude got insane as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, jeez, man.
Yeah, the title is fitting.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I feel bad having my glasses on.
Oh, that's all right, dude.
At least you can kind of see my eyes through them.
I was going to say, I still can.
Yeah, see, I'll keep them on then. They're getting real foggy.
Are they?
Yeah.
Sweating.
Yeah, keep going.
Bloody,
I was going to say something super gay.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, nah, keep good. Going.
Better. Best to not.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of confusing a bit, which I know you did say, but like the ending confused me, I can't lie. Like, did he actually kill all the people?
No.
That's what I thought. Like, he just imagined that he did it.
So I'm... This is really bad because I actually watched this pretty recently and refreshed my mind on it. And I feel like there might be someone listening that like knows the fucking answer.
Yeah.
But so I'm pretty sure the whole movie he thinks he's Patrick Bateman.
Oh.
But then it gets to the end and he's freaking out about I killed all these people, blah, blah, blah. But he's not Patrick Bateman.
Is he the other...
He's the other dude that supposedly went to fucking Europe or London, like that.
The one that he killed because he had a fucking Dardia business card than him.
Nope. See, that it is fucking confusing.
Yeah.
Should we Google American Psycho ending explained?
Yes.
Because I have watched it so many times and each time I'm like, oh, right. But then I get asked and I'm like, fuck, I don't know. But I'm pretty sure. So yeah, he thinks he's Patrick Bateman the whole movie, but it turns out he's actually not.
Right. Well, because he starts like changing his name and shit and telling girls like different names to call him.
That is someone else.
Yeah. Because fuck, he was cooked out.
Oh yeah, he was fucked up.
Yeah.
American Psycho explained was meant to... Patrick Bateman was never meant to be a sympathetic character. The fact that people in positions of power and affluence could sympathize and even love Bateman's character proves that there's a... That's not what I meant.
That sounds like someone's opinion on him.
Yeah.
It's bad too, because I was about to say I kind of like that character.
Yeah, he's kind of entertaining.
Well, because, like, looking at him... He's not the typical dude you would think is a psycho either.
No.
Like, good-looking dude, pretty ripped, good job. Like, you wouldn't think they're a psycho at all.
Yep. Okay. Some writer and the L-word actress.
L-word actress.
I don't know what that means, but...
Lesbian actress?
Maybe. Maybe.
Are you not allowed to say lesbian anymore?
Probably not.
Shit.
Anyway, he has also been adamant that the American Psycho ending explained that Bateman was the killer all along. While it's true that Patrick is experiencing delusions and hallucinations, it doesn't mean that the murders are in his head. Patrick Bateman in American Psycho symbolizes the violence of corporate greed through his casual cruelty and violent sadism. The ambiguous ending of American Psycho questions Bateman's motives and demonstrates the callousness of his friends and colleagues. I think it's basically just he's gone insane, but he's not sure if those murders actually happened or not.
Yeah, well,
because he full turns himself in at the end.
Yeah, and calls his lawyer and
his diary and all that as well, where he's like drawing the killings out.
Yeah, and as she's flipping through them, they just keep getting more and more fucked up.
Yeah,
and then even when he was doing a crossword one time, and the like assistant comes in, and they pan down to the like crossword that he's doing, and it's literally just meat, bones, fucking blood.
Yeah.
And it doesn't fit. He's just writing those words in there.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, bro, you're cooked.
Yeah, he's fucked.
Fucking.
But you know what I mean? It's like one of the opening scenes, someone asks him how he is.
Mm.
And he's like, you're a fucking bitch.
I want to fucking stab you and drink your blood or something
like that. Some bullshit like that. Like,
jeez, dude. And
I don't know.
That one you could realize was just a...
Yeah, because then it cuts to him and he's like, yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Yeah.
Or some bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But after that, like, that was the one scene I could tell was a delusion.
Yeah.
I think there may be a few others.
It progressively gets more and more that you don't know if it's real or... Yeah. Which I think is the whole cinematic purpose of it.
Well, and I was just thinking, like, it could... Well, a lot of art is up to interpretation, and movies are a form of art, I would say.
Oh, 100%. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. So, like, that's probably why there's no actual explanation for it.
Mm.
It's just all up to how you perceive it. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, it's... Yeah, it's a good fucking movie.
Mm.
That's what I was saying with don't fix what ain't broke.
Yeah.
Like, there is no need to remake that movie. Just leave it how it fucking is.
That's what I was thinking after I watched it. I was like, why would you even bother trying to remake
it? Like, I don't even know what flaws are in there or, like, what you could make better.
There's none.
You know what I mean? Like, the only difference is it's going to be better quality, which actually I enjoy about old films.
I was going to say, I like that quality.
Yeah, it's fucking cool.
It looks sick. It looks in the time where it was, like, would have been happening, kind of.
It makes you feel like you're actually in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like that is actually more so how we see things, like through actual human eyes.
Yes.
Whereas you watch a movie that's come out, you know, in 2024, and it's like more realistic than what we see things.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like so grand and just...
Yeah, like it's almost like gives you a bit of a headache by the end of the movie.
Yeah.
You're like, holy fuck. I don't know. That's what I'm... Yeah, don't fix what ain't fucking broke. And they're going to get some shitty actors in. It'll be a Netflix movie. And it'll probably ruin the original.
Literally.
You know?
Dude. The amount of scenes that they made memes out of.
Yeah, how like good is that?
The one where he's just walking through the corridor.
With the headphones on. Yeah, man.
Everything's going on around him and he's just...
cruising. It's fucking good. But yeah, the scene I was saying that's like... It's fucked up, but it's funny when he's chasing the chick with the chainsaw.
I knew it'd be that.
I can't help but laugh at it, eh?
Really?
Because he's like going crazy. He's like laughing and shit. And then he just drops down a staircase and it happens to hit her.
Oh, shit. Because he's lining it up there for ages.
Yeah. Like it just makes me laugh.
Oh, what scene made me laugh? Well, it made me laugh for a bit and then I was a bit like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
You know the axe scene?
The axe scene.
Yeah.
Oh, when he's...
With the dude who had the good...
That guy.
Yeah.
That's the main character of Requiem for a Dream. That's Jared Leto.
See, I could not pick it up.
Yeah.
I was trying to find Jared Leto in it, and well, obviously, I might have seen other movies of his, but...
Yeah. He looks pretty different in all his movies.
Yeah. I could not pick him up there.
Yeah.
Now you say it, though, I kind of can.
Yeah. But yeah, that scene is pretty funny.
Like
when he's explaining the music.
Yeah.
That's another, oh, I guess it's kind of cool how he explains music to people before he kills them. It's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing the whole dance thing. That's another meme.
Yeah, it is.
Him in the fucking poncho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking, actually, you know how you said, like, watching the movie, like, made you feel fucked up sometimes? Because it's like, sometimes, well, you think that. It's not really, like, associated, but when he was explaining the music, and, like, full going into detail about it, I was like, fuck, I do that, bro. I'm like, man, am I going to start, like,
literally doing this to people?
Doing this to people before I kill them? Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's, yeah, what I was talking about, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's fucking, do you see what I mean? It's, like, super fucked up, but there's so many scenes where the acting makes it, like, laughable.
The acting is A1, bro.
Acting's fucking good, dude.
Yeah. Like, who?
Oh, and the fuck, oh.
Who was the main character again?
Christian Bale.
Yeah, he did a fucking incredible job.
Christian, every movie, he's a massive Methodist actor.
Mm.
And there's this one movie that he's in. It's called The Machinist.
I've heard of that.
And he played, there's memes about that as well. But he's one of those actors that for roles he'll lose an absurd amount of weight.
Mm.
Like he's played, like, The Machinist, he's literally the most anorexic person you'll see.
Right.
Like, super fucking skinny.
True.
And then Batman, he's just jacked as fuck.
He's jacked in this one.
Yeah, in this he's fucking jacked. Yeah. Like, that's, in Batman he looks like that, except, like, even more jacked, probably. Yeah,
right.
And then there's another one, I can't remember the name, but he's, like, obese.
Shit.
So, like, he just full changes his body all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, The Machinist, man, that's another good movie. That's a bit of a psychological thriller as well.
Right.
I only ever watched that one once, and it was a long time ago.
Right.
But it's really good. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
But yeah, he's a great fucking actor.
Oh, shit, man. Yeah.
You're up?
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Getting there?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's fucking, I rate him highly. But apparently he's a massive cunt to directors and shit.
Really?
Apparently.
True.
Apparently he gets quite rude and, like, in his way about things.
Right.
Yeah.
It's got to be his way.
Yeah. Which, I guess it pays off because I've not seen a movie of his where he's, like, done bad.
Right.
He's always been, like, fucking top tier.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I'm going to pay and then I'll talk about donuts.
Donuts.
But yeah, donuts.
Donuts.
Thank you for recommending me something that I didn't really have to listen to.
Yeah.
It was such a relief.
It would have been.
Well, not a relief, because obviously I like listening to music.
Yeah.
But it was just, I literally listened to it. I started listening to it when I left last Tuesday. And I literally listened to it just on repeat up until, like, yesterday.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Well, because it's,
I just kept playing it.
Easy to just throw on. And
yeah,
you don't have to start at a certain song, finish at a certain song. It's just
chill as fuck.
Just beats, bro.
It's like lo-fi hip-hop is what it reminded me of.
Super sample-based.
Oh, yeah, it was fucking,
it's cool, man.
Yeah.
Fucking,
I just like that I could just chuck it on and, like, pay attention but not pay attention.
Yeah.
You know?
And you can just vibe.
Yeah.
Like,
super chill.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. It's weird because it's so good, but there's not really a whole lot to say about it.
No, I was going to say, that's probably
not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's just music.
Yeah.
Like,
good music.
Fucking really good music.
Yeah.
But yeah, all I can explain it as is just a chill, easy listen.
Mm.
And, like, it doesn't get boring. Like, there's no beats in there where you're like, this is whack.
They're all,
the whole time you're just like, ooh, ooh.
And they're all different.
Mm.
Like,
which I found surprising for how many fucking songs are on there.
31, bro. But it only comes in at 43 minutes or something like that.
That was another thing I liked.
Mm.
Was the songs were so short, but you could tell when they ended.
Yeah. Like, there was no overlap or anything. They're all completely fucking different.
It was a very chill listen. Yeah, loved it.
No, I'm glad you enjoyed it, bro.
Definitely. Like, I feel like even at a party or at, like, a chill gather or something, you could just chuck it on and play in the background and no one's going to question it.
No.
Unless there's someone's there that's like, I want to do fucking karaoke.
Play some Drake. I want to hear some Drake.
Play some Drizzy. He's got a big conk.
Drizzy got bangers. Have you heard God's Plan?
I only love my bed and my mama.
I'm sorry.
Oh, but yeah, nah. It was fucking... It was a nice mix-up.
Yeah, bit of a change-up. Yeah.
Especially for if I'm playing, like... Because I told you, majority of the time, I have to listen to it in the car.
Mm.
It was, yeah, it was just good. Mm. Just chuck it on, chill out. It's very calming.
Your album this week is similar.
Mm.
But you can kind of listen to it in two ways. So, like I said before, Sampha, Lahai. Mm. Like, because he actually talks about a lot of real shit in the music. Like... The whole album's basically, because he just had a kid in between his last album and this album.
Right.
And he grew up without a father. So it's almost like, do you reckon I could borrow your sonny's?
Yeah.
That sonny's right in my...
I've got electrical tape on each arm because they both fell off. So they might be a bit uncomfy.
It's all right. They're not helping at all. I can't even see you. Like...
It's right. Weird. They're good at work. I wear them as safeties now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I think it's just the sun's glaring hard.
Yeah, the sun is quite strong.
Well, oh, yeah. So he was talking, well, basically it's a lot about, like, just questioning human relation and, like, how we can sort of become more connected with one another. Mm. And, yeah, just, like, like songs about love, songs about just like kind of philosophical songs.
Yeah.
Just questioning like certain things, like heaps of cool lines where he's like saying one thing and then saying the complete opposite. Like,
okay.
Fuck, I had this example literally ready to go. I can't remember it.
That's all right, bro.
But basically, I'm sure I'll find it. Like, in one life, we could have been two birds that soared. In another life, I don't even know who you are. And does this really cool vocal effect. Fuck. Can I pull it up on your phone?
Yeah. I'll see if I'm connected. I should be.
Because, yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, this whole verse, he's saying, like, oh, we could have been this.
Yeah.
But in another life, like, we don't even know each other. It's just the way, you know, circumstances play out.
Yeah.
Listen to a bit of Bob, eh?
Yeah, listen. I actually want to touch on that movie as well before I give you a recommendation.
Fuck yeah.
It's not going to have anything to do with Bob Marley and music, but...
This verse here.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I love that part.
Yeah, fuck yeah, that's sick.
Even in the concert, he full, like, made his vocal effect do that.
True. It's
fucking pretty nuts.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, like, you can really listen to the lyrics, and all the beats are kind of, like, really progressive.
Mm.
And, like, I wouldn't say they're like electro kind of, heaps of synths,
yeah,
like heaps of drum breaks, like really, really interesting production.
Mm.
So you can just chuck it on and vibe out, and he's got pipes, like,
yeah, you just sing,
yeah, so you can just chill and zone out, listen to it,
yeah,
or you can go into the lyrics a fair bit and actually,
it's a bit of a mix,
you can get a lot out of it,
yeah, fuck like, yeah,
it's fucking really impressive,
yeah.
No,
I'm keen.
I would say it's...
Oh, pardon.
Hot take.
Mm.
Better album than Scaring... Like, the best album that dropped last year.
True.
Although, Scaring the Hoes and Lahai by Sampha are, like, neck and neck to me.
Yeah.
They're both fucking pretty good.
It's all right, mate. You change your mind a lot.
I do. I'm just saying that for the hot take, mainly. Yeah,
that's good.
But yeah, if you want,
oh, did you buy it?
Yeah, I got it on vinyl.
Oh, true.
If you want to listen to it on vinyl, you're more than welcome. It is like the favorite record I have right now.
Yeah, I could imagine.
It's a pretty dope fucking vinyl, bro.
Fuck, I do want to listen to it on vinyl because I'll actually listen to it properly.
Solid white. Yeah.
Oh, I do like the solid white. Did you get that recently?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Let me check what the temperature is tomorrow first.
Okay.
Because I don't want to leave it in my car if it's going to be hot as fuck.
Mm. Well, even if you want to pick it up at some point.
Fuck, it's pretty hot all week.
Yeah.
I mean, I would keep it safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Cheers, bro.
First listen on vinyl, bro.
Yeah, that's sick. I love listening to things for the first time on vinyl.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's a dirty album cover too.
It is.
Yeah, that's cool.
Just a...
Oh, it's a pretty short album.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say as well. It's only 40 minutes.
Yeah. So 14 songs, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
That's good. No, fuck yeah. Cheers, dude.
It's okay.
Don't worry, I'll take care of it.
I was going to say, you better bring it back.
I will. No, I might keep it.
Fuck you.
I'll quit the podcast and move countries.
Just so you can have one vinyl.
Yeah.
My collection's at 126 now.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, fuck. But, I'll touch on the Bob Marley movie.
Yeah.
I won't go too into detail. But it was fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, you could recommend that and I have to go to the movies.
I was thinking about it on my way here. I was like, it would be cool because it is. It's weird. Whenever I see a movie for the first time in the movies, it feels weird watching it not in the movies the next time.
Yeah.
Because the movies is a whole different experience.
It's an experience in itself going to the movies.
It is.
That's what it's meant to be.
Yeah. But I'm also really keen for your recommendation.
Okay.
So I'm not going to recommend it to you.
No, that's okay.
But I will once it comes out.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking good.
I'll make sure not to watch it then.
Yeah. Oh, you can if you want. Because it's not like a philosophical movie or has a deep meaning.
Right.
Like everyone, well, if you are interested in Bob Marley, you somewhat know the story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like literally the whole time I knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Because when I was a stoner, I fucking...
Read up on him.
Yeah, many a times.
Yeah.
I thought about it. I was like, that's kind of cringe. The only reason you looked at it was because you were a stoner.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah. I want to be the Rasta.
Smoke a bit of the ganja, man.
Oh, with the herb, we have the peace. Herb.
That's what he always calls it, eh? The herb.
The herb.
The herb.
But yeah, man, fucking... Because biopic movies, so like... Biopics, like it's about someone, but it's like a depiction of it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they can sometimes kind of mix up things, like
just to make it more
dramatize it.
Yeah.
But this didn't really feel like that.
Cool.
And like a lot of biopic movies, they kind of make it like a whole musical thing.
Right.
Like when they're playing the song or making the song, they make this whole scene out of, you know, like.
Oh, they do.
People dancing and fucking all that bullshit. Mm. And I, no offense to anyone who likes them, but I fucking hate musicals. They do my fucking head in.
Yeah.
Like, why in the middle of the movie are all of a sudden everyone's dancing in the same fucking choreography and singing the same song?
It's pretty cringe.
Oh, I can understand how you'd like it, but I fucking hate it.
That's
okay. And there's been like... Like Rocket Man, the Elton John one, that movie's fully like that, and it doesn't help that he's a. Wait, actually,
cut that out.
Cut that out. Yeah. But that whole movie, because Elton John made great fucking music, but then the movie was good, but then there's all this fucking dancing and fucking crazy outfits, which he did wear crazy outfits, but. It was just way too dramatized. Like, you're trying to tell a story about someone's life. Obviously, when he's making a song, there wasn't all of a sudden 20 people behind him dancing the exact same as he's making it.
And singing it with him.
Yeah.
Like
I understand the whole thing, and that's the genre. But, like, it was kind of the same with Bohemian Rhapsody, the one about Queen.
Yeah.
Not so much, but there were a few parts where, like, it got a bit like, okay, like... we get it. They made a song about fucking this.
Yeah.
Whereas this, like, even when they're in the studio, like, it would just be the actor and, like, the actors, like, making the song in the studio, and it's just, like, 30 seconds or a minute of them singing the song.
Right.
Rather than, like, this whole dramatized thing, it's actually, like, you're watching them in the studio making the song.
That would be cool. That's, it's, like, straight out of Compton when they're, like, yes, the Eazy-E scene.
That's what I'd compare it to, straight out of Compton. It's much more realistic.
Yeah.
And, like, and then the bits of them playing at, like, concerts or gigs, they've replicated that to, like, the actual concert that it was.
That's cool.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
But, yeah. And it wasn't as long as most biopics either. It was only an hour 40.
Oh, that's...
So it was an easy fucking watch.
Yeah.
But, yeah, because Ivy, my partner, she hates biopic movies.
Really?
Like, when this movie came out, I was like... Because it came out on Valentine's Day, and I was like, oh, surely we go watch it. Like, and she was fully like, oh, no, no.
She wasn't keen.
Fuck no. And, like, a few times since then, I've been like, oh, we could go to the movies and watch fucking the Bob Marley movie.
Mm.
And then, oh, we wanted to go to the movies because it was fucking hot on Sunday.
Yeah.
And you know what their house is like.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh. Well, she suggested going to the movies so we could be in the aircon.
Mm.
And I was like, there was fuck all movies on. And then she, like, actually had to bite the bullet and be like, all right, we'll go watch that. And then afterwards, even she was like, that was actually really fucking good. And she doesn't even like those kind of movies.
Yeah, so you just got to do it, man.
Yeah.
You never know.
But yeah, no, great fucking movie.
Hell yeah.
And yeah, it makes you remember how good Bob Marley songs actually are.
Incredible, eh?
They're so good.
He just has banger on banger, dude.
It's crazy, dude, because obviously he's renowned to be the most peaceful person.
Mm.
But when he started getting big, there was a little point in time there where he actually started getting pretty violent, eh?
Really?
Yeah, like started getting angry at people and like, you know, like beat a manager up.
True.
Yeah, like started getting pissed off. But that was when he started drinking.
Yeah.
Rather than just smoking buds. Because for a long time, he was just smoking the herb.
The herb. That says something, dude.
It does. Because you can tell in the movie as well, they don't, like, make it that's what it's about.
Mm.
But if you're actually paying attention, it's, like, all these scenes where he starts drinking, he's partying because they're getting, like, bigger than ever.
Yeah.
Or not only big in Jamaica, but big internationally.
Yeah.
And he's going to parties, they're all drinking and stuff, and then he starts getting, you know...
Violent.
Yeah. Not, like, extremely violent or, like, but, yeah.
Less peaceful.
Less peaceful. Bloody. And then he goes back to Jamaica and then just starts smoking the herbs.
And then he's all good again.
Yeah, until he dies of cancer.
Yeah. But,
oh, well.
That's all right. We all have a way.
It's fucked, man. He could have not died.
Really?
All he had to do was get his toe topped off. Toe chopped off.
Not I thought you said chode.
I said choe topped off. I meant like, toe chopped off.
Bob Marley don't got a choe, bro. He's slanging.
He would have been slanging. He's got like eight kids.
Yeah. He's slanging, dude.
But yeah, no. Probably he could have survived.
Eight kids. Seven different baby mamas. Real bad man.
Bad man. Oh, fuck.
Well, there's a street song. The irony of it all.
Mm.
And I'm pretty sure it's someone else from the streets, like collective, who's rapping the other verse as like from the perspective of a drunk, like, oh, you know, I'm a law abiding citizen. Fucking, I just like to drink because it feels good. Like, sounds like the dumbest cunt. Fuck, that was a bad C word. Sorry.
It's all right, bro.
Yeah, like, sounds like a retard.
Mm.
Fuck.
The double whammy.
Yeah. Got me twice.
Jeez.
Can't get me a third. No. Sounded like an idiot.
Yeah, that's all right.
And then Mike Skinner raps from the perspective of a stoner.
Mm.
And he's like, sounds hell smart, chilled out. Like, there's a part of the song where they order pizza and they had chicken on it. And he's like, oh, we ordered a pizza, but there's chicken in it. That's all right. I know they didn't mean to fuss us about. Something like that. Like, he makes it all rhyme.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, it's all good. We'll pick it out.
Fucking hell.
And then, yeah, they end up getting into a scrap at the end of the song. Because just starts proving the bloke wrong.
Fair.
Sorry, I had to add that in. No, it's that's like that American Psycho shit.
Yeah, yeah, literally. Explaining it.
Yeah.
Nathan's going to kill me after this.
Yeah. No more episodes.
What?
You're going to be dead, bro.
Oh, bro. Bomba clap.
Bomba clap.
I only remember one scene where they say bomba clap and I fucking like kind of pissed myself.
Just because it was a good bomba clap. It just came out
of nowhere. It was like bomba. It was like all of them all together. Bomba clap. Oh, that was fucking funny. But my recommendations.
Yeah.
You're watching two movies this week.
So you're doing that to me?
Yeah. That's I'm doing it to you.
Yeah.
And I am sorry because they're both long.
Yeah, that's all right.
But you've got to watch them both.
Yeah.
Because when you watch the first one, you're going to want to watch the next one anyway.
Okay.
So I feel like rather than giving you one and then next week saying, all right, watch, you know, I'm helping you out, brother.
Yeah, I got you, bro.
But I would recommend watch one night and then one. Oh, you probably could give it a while.
I was going to say I'll probably watch them like Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, do a night and then the night after for sure. But Kill Bill Volume 1 and Kill Bill Volume 2.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
They're both Quentin Tarantino, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
And the main character is the chick that overdoses on heroin in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, right.
I always remember her name. And now I can't remember it. Oh, Uma Thurman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's... I think she's in even more Quentin Tarantino movies as well. She's one of those ones of his that he uses always. Often.
Yeah.
Especially back then. But,
she got nice feet?
Yeah, there's... I'm pretty sure in the first one, within the first, like, 20 minutes, there's just a close-up of her feet, her wiggling her toes. Legit.
Quinn's getting off to that shit.
Oh, man, he was loving it.
Yeah.
But, it's a sick fucking movie.
Hell yeah.
Both of them. Super violent.
Okay.
Like, really violent.
True.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
And it's pretty well just about a badass chick that's going out to get revenge.
True.
Yeah.
On dudes?
Men and women.
Okay.
You'll see.
Because you say Kill Bill. I feel like there's a Scissor song that's named after those movies.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Kill Bill. And she's basically like...
Killing her ex?
Yeah, calling her, talking about killing her ex.
Yeah, well... She's killing her ex, but it's not really her ex. It kind of is, but kind of isn't.
Okay.
She's basically... She's a hit woman.
Oh, true.
Is what she is.
Yeah.
Or was. You'll see.
I'll see.
The shit thing about me recommending your movies, I can't really explain it.
Yeah.
Because you need to watch it.
Usually I do... Like, I used to do the edit after... But lately I've been doing the edit earlier in the week.
Yeah,
just
okay.
to get it out the way.
Yeah.
And I'll like and it will usually be like that night or the night after that I'll watch the movie.
Yeah.
So I'm like I'll refresh my whole memory on what you said.
Yeah.
Whereas
that's
kind
of good though.
Well, yeah. Cuz it reminds me of certain shit.
Yeah. Unless I spoil anything.
Yeah. Mm. But I mean you're going to watch it anyway.
Yeah, true.
Like, that's the way I look at it.
But no, it's just... One thing I can say is in the first one, it doesn't actually explain a whole lot in the first one. But then the second one is where stuff starts coming together a bit more.
Right.
And start... Well, the first one, you kind of get a gist of the story. But then the second one, you start learning everything and why everything's happening sort of thing.
So the second is required.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't just watch the first one and then not watch the second one.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Like, you need the second one to make it all make sense.
Yeah.
But still in saying that the first one, like, is a story in itself.
Cool.
But then... Oh, it's a typical Quentin Tarantino thing. The start of the movie actually happens...
Fuck.
Again. The start of the movie... happens before the end of the movie. Yeah. No, the start of the movie is actually the end of the first one.
Gotcha.
So the ending of the first one's at the start, and then the rest of the movie is actually previous to the first scene.
Gotcha. Yeah. He loves not doing chronological.
Oh, right? It's all jumbled up, but then that's why it all starts to make sense. Kind of same as Pulp Fiction in a way.
Yeah.
Except you can make more sense of this one.
Gotcha.
But yeah, both of them are fucking sick.
Were they released far apart?
I think literally a year after each other.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That's so I'm assuming they would have just recorded all of it, released one, maybe done a bit more of the other.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're a year apart. They're not long apart.
Yeah.
But cool. Yeah. No, it's cool.
Fuck yeah.
It's really cool.
I'm keen, dude.
Yeah. I think it's a bit of a mix up as well. I haven't really given you any violent movies.
No, you haven't. Like, American Psycho is pretty fucking violent.
Yeah, these movies are like action packed though.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they're fucking cool.
Yeah.
You like them.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I'm keen, dude.
Yeah.
I haven't watched an action movie for a while.
You'll like it. It's making me want to go watch them. Yeah. These are another two that I've watched, like both of them, I've watched so many times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Daddy.
I think once I watched the first one or started it when I was either stoned or on mushrooms. And I had to turn it off. I was like, oh.
It's getting a bit much.
I wasn't getting a bit much. It was just the sounds.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
But yeah. Also, some scenes that are kind of disturbing.
Right.
But yeah.
That was one thing with the American Psycho.
Mm.
I was watching it last night and my old man was home.
True.
He was sitting in the lounge room.
Mm.
I had the fucking volume up pretty loud in my room. I was like, fuck, he probably thinks I'm watching some
fucked up porn.
Yeah, I actually thought that. Because then there's the scene where he's on the phone and he's got the fucking porn in the background.
Yeah, there is too.
Yeah.
Well, this,
I was like, fuck, I am watching porn.
Yeah. Fuck. I'll tell you about it when we stop recording.
Okay.
That's a funny story.
Okay.
To do with that.
Okay.
To do with American Psycho.
Okay.
Yeah. Should we wrap it?
Yeah, we should. I think we're...
Yeah, we are.
Oh, daddy chill. Daddy chill.
Brother,
Brother, All right. Every Tuesday, mates.
Yo.
You know the drill.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, driver.
Bye.